welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We began this week by looking at a passage of Scripture found in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verse 12. But as many as received Him, referring to Jesus, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And we've been exploring through various passages what John was telling us. And that is a reference when we are saved, when we come to Jesus, when we believe on His name, we become His children, we are saved. But when we do that, He then gives us the power, all the power that is needed to become the sons of God, referencing that perfection of maturity that is that of a mature son or daughter of God. And how is this experienced? How is this brought about? It's through experiencing God's love in our own life, being healed, being strengthened, and then being able to fulfill His plans for our lives, operating in the love of God. Remember, I shared yesterday that new commandment Jesus gave to His disciples at the Last Supper, a new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That's a much greater calling than love your neighbor as yourself, because some folks have a problem with really loving themselves. But to love one another as Jesus has loved, this is the mark of a mature child of God, to be perfected in love. And I'm sure you are all familiar with that beautiful passage found in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And Paul begins by saying, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not charity, this is where it's truly at. He'd just been talking about the importance of gifts. He says, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, all these spiritual things we could be doing, and though I give my body to be burned, and that to lay down your life as a martyr, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. And then he goes on to describe charity or love. It suffereth long, is kind, it envies not, it vaunteth not itself, it's not puffed up, it rejoices not in iniquity, it bears all thing, it never fails. Prophecies, they shall fail. Where there's tongues, they shall cease. Whether there's knowledge, it'll pass away. We know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, oh, beloved, that's what the heart of this scripture is. In John 1:12, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Hallelujah. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Beloved, His love in our hearts drives away all impatience. It's kind. It leaves room for no unkindness. It doesn't envy. All jealousy is banished. It doesn't vaunt itself. Boasting, self-assertion disappear. It isn't puffed up. Pride has no place in the heart. It doesn't behave itself unseemly. Foolish actions just go by the wayside. Seeketh not His own. This is so important because the biggest thing we have to battle is our self, the self. It dies. Selfishness will be unknown. We'll be operating in the love of God. It's not provoked. Anger and wrath won't be seen. It taketh no account of evil. Brooding over so-called wrongs or injustices will cease. Malice, uncharitableness will no longer stay in the heart. It bears all things. Complaining will cease. Believes all things. Mistrust will not destroy our fellowship with each other. It hopes all things. Despair, anxiety, despondency will go. Love never fails. And so how can we get this perfect love? By receiving it from the Lord and keeping it by faith. How do we conquer the sin nature, the works of the flesh, live a life of holiness? It is through the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And remember, Jesus said to Peter, he said, I have prayed for thy faith that it fail not. So Jesus is praying for our faith, beloved, that our faith does not fail, that we can receive the victories, the promises fulfilled of God in our lives through faith, the same way we got saved. It is simply believing something that we can't see, but trusting the truthfulness, the inerrancy of God's word, his promises. This is how we can receive. And I promised yesterday I would take a moment to pray for those who need their faith enlarged, just as Peter prayed for Peter. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith does not fail. He's praying, Jesus is praying that for us. So let's agree with him. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the high priestly intercession of Jesus. Even now, Lord, we know that's what he's doing for his people. He's seated at your right hand. But Father, we pray according to the word of God, your truth, your words, the words that Jesus spoke. And we ask, Lord, that our faith does not fail. But we know that it is through our faith, this is our victory that overcomes the world, the faith that you have given us. And you are not unrighteous. You are not demanding. You would ask nothing of us that we were not able, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to accomplish. So, Father, for everyone agreeing with me right now, every brother, every sister, Father, we ask you to enlarge our faith. Help us to walk in the victory, in the maturity, in the love that you have ordained for your children, that as he is, Father, as Jesus is, so are we in the world. Thank you, Lord, for the work of perfecting us. Lord, this is your will, that we would be perfect. Jesus said, even as our Father in heaven is perfect. So we claim that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't often do this, but I have just a few testimonies or things to share from the partners that I'd like to take in the closing moments of this broadcast to take a little bit of time to share with you. And this is a sister writing from Portland, Oregon, very recently. And she shares, a word from the Lord to my UCM brothers and sisters. And she asked me if I would share this. And this is the word, that all of us will hold on tightly to the hem of his garment. Do you remember the woman with the issue of blood? The crowd was pressing around Jesus, and she reached out to touch the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Jesus stopped what he was doing, and he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, what are you saying? There's a crowd jostling you. And he knew someone by faith had touched him to receive healing. And she goes on to say, in my mind, I see a burgundy color. She says, hold tightly to the hem of his garment and never let go. No matter how badly things appear, just hold on and know. A sister writing from Portland, Oregon. And then an inmate writing from London, Ohio. He says, this word of wisdom, never ask for tomorrow. It is enough that divine love is an ever-present help. And if you wait, never doubting, you will have all you need every moment. What a glorious inheritance is given to us through the understanding of omnipresent love. More we cannot ask, more we do not want, more we cannot have. The sweet assurance is, peace, be still. To all human fears, to suffering of every sort. I tell you, some of those inmates they have very profound walks with the Lord. Some precious brothers and sisters that we are commanded to pray for. Amen. And then a sister writing from Kansas City, Missouri, she says, thank you for your letter and prayers. So encouraging, and the message right on. And then a sister writing from Santa Clara, she says, thank you so much for the amazing and encouraging letters you send. She really enjoys reading them. And let's go to another sister who had a prayer request for a friend, and she writes, I wanted to update you on my friend. She received her biopsy results today, and she is cancer-free. Thank you for the prayers. They definitely work because he always hears us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then a sister writing from Sequim, Washington. She writes, dearest Sister Judith, such a heartwarming letter. You always lift me up to praise my Heavenly Father. She goes on to say, God has certainly brightened my happiness as I was blessed with such a blessed gift as my Sister Judith, lighting up my whole world with a closer walk with Jesus. Praise God. I have some amazing partners. And then a sister writing from San Jose. She says, thank you so much for the prayers for her son, that what the physical condition has stopped. He's also been promoted as a store manager on his job, and he now manages the whole area. Very powerful prayers. Thank you. A sister writing from San Jose. And one final one, also a sister writing from San Jose. You are wonderfully blessed of God. You can't possibly know how your inspired words touch my heart and soul. It's so amazing how God uses you. I thank him for the gift of you. All your letters are sprinkled with love and seasoned with tender, godly honesty. It's both exciting and soothing at the same time, reading your letters, and they often add holy salve to satanic wounds received earlier in the day or the week. I love you. Sister writing, emailing from San Jose. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and if you're struggling, I do invite you to write. God has so blessed the ministry of correspondence. It's a privilege. I've got the most wonderful partners in the world. I'm convinced of it. I thank you, partners, for your prayers. My radio family, I pray for you every day. I invite you to write, share your needs, and allow me the privilege of ministering to you. If you would share your mailing address, should you email, I would respond back to you personally, although I confirm receipt and pray. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.